Story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing glory, glory to God in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Come from heaven to sleep in manger.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Hear the good news from Bethlehem.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
We will share it again and again. Glory. Shepherds who found him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the news of the star that announced him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell of wise men and gold they bring.
Frankincense for an offering.
And the myrrh for anointing the king. Glory.
Prince of peace, he knows us and loves us.
Oh, he loves us.
this calls for a great celebration.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Every heart that has known his love.
Every life that has felt his touch. And your song to the angels above.
Glory, glory in the highest. Yeah.
Glory, glory.
Sing the song
highest.
Of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory.
Come
in
from
the
heaven
highest.
To sleep in a manger.
Glory,
this
glory
is calls for
highest.
Great celebration.
Glory,
Jesus
glory
comes
in the
down
highest.
To bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Glory in the highest.
One of the most familiar carols of this season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son as our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it is also like singing Happy Birthday. What better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth? Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross.
Today a child is born on earth.
Filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor him. We proclaim that he is God, he is King, and he is welcome in our hearts.
To our Savior, Father.
The helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission would not be complete until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished.
Tell them of his kingdom, but their hearts would not.
In our minds, the manger has become forever identified with Emmanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this. Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning
Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For it is by grace that you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." This past Friday, a mission team from our church had the opportunity to present gifts, los regalos, to the children of New Life Orphanage in Honduras. And we brought the children in groups of four, and we set them down on the floor. And the Christmas tree was behind us, and there were gifts with their names on them. And before we let them go to the gifts, we asked them each a question: "Do you know why we give you these gifts at Christmas?" And some of them knew the answers, and others were too shy to answer. But we made sure that we explained that we are giving them gifts because we love them, but most importantly, because God has given us the greatest gift in the history of the world, and that is the gift of Jesus. You know, there's a principle of gift giving that we often don't even consider because the alternative just seems so unthinkable. But the principle is this: a gift is not a gift unless you accept it. And I think about those children as they're sitting on the floor and these gifts are there in front of them, and they've been prepared for them, specifically for them. Many of you had the name of a child and the present that they wanted, and you went out and bought that present, and we were presenting those gifts to them. But as they sit there on the floor, if they said, "No, I do not want that gift," they would leave that room with nothing. There would be no remote control car, no bicycle, no shoes or clothes or makeup for the girls. They would not have the gift if they didn't receive it. You know, the same is true with the gift of God. He has given us Jesus. He has made salvation available through Christ. But if we do not receive it, there will be no hope. There will be no joy. There will be no love. There will be no peace. And there will be no eternal life. So you ask, how do I receive this gift? The gift that our choir has been singing about. Well, first of all, you must admit that you're a sinner who cannot save yourself. That there is but one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, God's gift to man, who died upon the cross for our sins. And then thirdly, you must be willing to surrender your life to Him. Grace is beautiful, but it is costly. And we must give Him our lives and surrender our lives to Him. And if you will do those things in a spirit of repentance, you can accept the gift that He's given. And so very briefly, I'm going to have a prayer, and then we're going to offer an invitation to you and an opportunity to respond to this great gift that God has given. Would you pray with me? If today you are not a believer in Christ, you have never accepted Jesus, but this Christmas season you understand that Christmas is more than just about lights and tinsel and decorations. It's about Jesus. And you want to give your life to Him, I just invite you to pray after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I admit that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died and rose again. Here is my life. I want to live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you in just a moment to stand, and as you do, we're going to sing. We've been listening to the choir sing this morning. Now is our opportunity to sing, and sing with joy for what God has done for us. But if you prayed that prayer, first of all, praise God. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I am thrilled for that. That's the greatest gift you could have given me this Christmas. Maybe you want to make that known today. If you do, would you be willing to come forward and tell me so that I can celebrate with you? If there is something that's on your heart this morning, maybe you want to pray for the children of the orphanage that we just went to visit, that many of you prepared gifts for. We invite you to come to the altar and do just that. If you want to pray for family and friends that do not know Jesus, we invite you to come to the front and to do that. If you want to pray for your country or for your church, or maybe if there's something that's on your heart specifically that God is dealing with you on, would you come forward and pray for that? Would you stand and let us sing, and won't you come? Please be seated. Every Sunday of the Advent season, we light a candle representing a special gift that Jesus brought with him into the world. And it culminates on Christmas Eve with the lighting of the center candle, the Christ candle, representing the presence of Jesus himself. Already, we have three candles that have been lit: the hope candle, the love candle, and the joy candle. And let us not forget, as we light the fourth Advent candle, the candle representing peace, that one day there truly will be peace on earth, and that peace will come only through the presence of Christ. Now our choir will finish with their finale.
Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. Every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Alleluia, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky
Well, that's a thank you to the choir. Let's say specifically thank you to our minister of narration, John Tingle, for doing a great job. That's still not a paid position, is it? Oh, man, that's just not fair. And let's say a thank you to Ray Register for doing an excellent job of leading our choir. We certainly hope that you have a fabulous week leading up to Christmas. Please do remember that we have a special Christmas Eve service. It starts at 5:30 on Christmas Eve, believe it or not, December 24th. It is a fabulous time to be together. If you're not familiar with how we handle our Christmas Eve service, we try to keep it to about 30 to 35 minutes because we want you to be able to bring your children. And it's a family time to be together. We sing some Christmas carols. We take the Lord's Supper together. And we end with candlelight. And it is a fabulous, fabulous time. So please come and join us on Christmas Eve for that. We have no services this evening. We want you to be able to spend time with your family. And we're not even going to ask you to move the chairs. How about that? There we go. Excellent. Choir, again, thank you. Marvelous job. I think that's the prettiest Christmas musical we've had. Excellent. Mike, thank you for being with us. An awesome job that you've done as well. I couldn't even dream of playing the harp. That's amazing. Let's stand, if you will, and have a closing prayer together. I hope you have a fabulous day and week in the Lord. Heavenly Father, what an awesome, awesome day to be here in your sanctuary to celebrate the gift of music, which gives us yet another avenue to sing your praises and to celebrate the gift of Jesus. Thank you for that today. Thank you for the work that our choir has put into preparing for today. And I know, Lord, there were times that it would have been easier for them to simply stay at home rather than come to practice and prepare, but they have done so for your glory. Thank you for blessing it. Lord, I thank you for those that are here today. Some are our church people who are here every Sunday, and God, I thank you for the great gift of pastoring them and loving them. Others are perhaps visiting with us for the first time today. God, thank you for bringing them here to us and letting us meet them and celebrate with them. As we leave this place today, God, remind us that worshiping you and celebrating Jesus happens more than just for an hour on Sunday morning, but that with the way we live and the people we come in contact with and that we smile and encourage and share the message of Jesus with, we worship you through doing that. Thank you for that great opportunity. May we go out now and love others with the love of Christ, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.